run from deep inside the farm, where everything is hermetically sealed for my protection, not yours. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, August the 4th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Matt Stafford, the Lions quarterback, has tested positive for COVID, which might be interesting if I still cared about the NFL or most sports in general, but really I don't. I mean, the one thing where politics could have been left alone was sports. Should have listened to us. Number two, another modest day for COVID-19, another day for parents to focus on why kids are not going back to school in so many districts. Just six deaths reported in Michigan. Meanwhile, in Florida, Texas, Arizona, cases continuing to fall, but teachers planning to walk out. Yeah, teacher strikes. And it's primary day. That's number one, primary day in Michigan. We are about to find out how prepared clerks are in different counties and townships for dealing with the mail-in ballots. The question is, can they handle it? Of course, big races to watch include the 13th Congressional District. It's a Democratic primary matchup between the incumbent Rashida Tlaib of the Squad and Brenda Lawrence, the president of the Detroit City Council. Tlaib or Lawrence, it's going to be close. Tlaib has $3 million. Lawrence has like 50 cents, but is well-known. People know exactly who she is, and therefore I expect she does okay today. The other district of great interest on the Republican side, the 3rd Congressional District, a seat currently held by Justin Amash, who at one time was a conservative, but somehow he went away without leave and never came back from conservatism. Five Republicans vying for that seat. Lynn Afendoulis is a state representative. Joe Farrington, a trustee for the Village of Lyons. He got a business degree at Florida State before coming back to Michigan. Peter Meyer, the best name recognition potentially, related to the store chain Meyer. Also an Iraq War veteran. He deployed in 2010 as a non-commissioned officer. Tom Norton, performing well in the debates, served in the Afghan War, a veteran there before being elected to public office as a village trustee and village president in Sand Lake. He also ran for the Michigan House in 2014. He works in sales. And Emily Raffia is a transaction lawyer. She's based in Battle Creek. She started as a Democrat, but after the whole impeachment effort switched to the Republican side. Those five are on the, that's the election. About two-thirds of the vote will come from Kent County, most likely. Kent County voted for Governor Whitmer and Stabenow, but for Republican candidate for Attorney General Tom Leonard, so it's kind of a mixed approach there. Calhoun County represents about a quarter of the voters, so it's going to be a big race. Justin Amash not seeking re-election for his congressional seat, of course. How would he? He's a guy who became an anti-Trumper long ago and therefore anti-anything of value. But here's what we're going to find out today. We're going to find out today if the Michigan clerks are prepared for in-person voting and mail-in ballots as well. It's going to look different today. It's going to look different. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says results could be delayed by a few days. Nearly 2 million absentee ballots have been issued to Michigan primary voters. That was through last week, Tuesday. 903,000 have been returned to clerks already. 903,000 are back. The initial number far exceeds that for August 2016, when 484,000 people voted absentee. 907,000 voted in person. So the absentee tally for the upcoming primary today expected to eclipse the number of 1.27 million who voted absentee in the November 2016 election. There were 4.87 million ballots cast in 16. Now, Benson says it's a triumph for democracy amid the unparalleled challenges posed by COVID. Right, okay, whatever. Election officials in larger cities have prepared their absentee ballot counting boards to tally ballots from the opening of polls at 7 a.m., which means they're on it now, through tonight and possibly into the morning. Now, remember, if your ballot doesn't arrive in Michigan today, if you mailed it, doesn't get there today, goes in the trash tomorrow, it doesn't get counted. Yeah, doesn't get counted. Clerks have been, you know, recruiting to train new volunteers. A lot of the, you know, a lot of the volunteers are older folks. And so there's some unwillingness of folks to go work at the polling place. So they're looking for new people to do that. And again, we'll have, well, maybe we'll have some results for you tomorrow. I can't say for sure. Because we don't know what's going to get counted. With, you know, like in the 13th with Tlaib and Jones, that could be a lot of mail-in ballots. We'll see what happens. Teachers, meanwhile, here's the headline. Michigan teachers using the school district email system to organize for, you guessed it, for Democrats. Using their government emails to organize for Democrats. Teachers in the Huron Valley School District using the official email system to organize for Democrat candidates, a violation of state law. Nick Peruski, the vice president of the Huron Valley Education Association, the teachers' union there. The vice president of the teachers' union sending emails to teachers expressly supporting certain candidates. In one instance, Peruski urged teachers to vote for a particular township candidate. In another, he attempted to recruit volunteers for a phone bank for state rep candidate Denise Forrest. He even promised door prizes as an incentive to participate. The union leader's email, a potential violation of Michigan campaign finance law. The Michigan law firm Miller Canfield issued guidelines to school districts about appropriate use of public resources during election. Here's how it reads in part. The use of any school district facilities, including emails, phones, or social media accounts by a campaign committee for the purpose of contacting voters or promoting a yes vote is prohibited. One point in the don't section reads as follows. Unions and associations may not use school district resources, including mailboxes, to communicate with their members about election campaign matters. Mm-hmm. Kimberly Root says it violates the district's technology use policy and corrective action was being taken. What does that mean? Nothing. Means nothing. Unfortunately, some schools and teachers have become very biased against Republicans. It's showing in the classrooms and evidently now outside the classroom and obviously violating the rules. Let's see here. According to a caller, and I'll take information from you, 888-900-9966. If you've been out to vote today, what's it look like out there? In Lenawee County, a caller reporting that the polling stations look different, a lot of plexiglass, distancing. But they're adapting, they're overcoming, they're getting it done. So go vote today if that's your intention. Go vote. If you don't intend to vote, don't vote. I'll give you the results tomorrow. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Craig Stiles about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did, because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-2000. 2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.